My guest this evening is a local author who loves New Orleans. Keela Dawson, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me, Lee.
I'm guessing you've got family or some other tie in Louisiana.
Oh, absolutely. Lots of family still in New Orleans.
And you live there.
I was born and raised and went to school, university in Lafayette, and then back in New Orleans, yes.
Were you down there during Katrina?
No, I was not. But many of my family, of course, were. It was tough. We only lost one family member who actually had an accident when she was actually leaving the city.
And it's been almost 10 years.
Oh, yes.
What kind of changes have you seen in New Orleans? Getting better?
It is. Canal Street is absolutely fabulous. The last time I was there at night, it looked like Las Vegas. I was very pleased with that. Crime is still an issue, of course, but the people have renovated, and the people who wanted to go back, who had the ability to go back, they found a way. Part of the culture, it is the people. And if they don't return, then the culture is somehow lost. And it's wonderful to have so many people coming into the city, but we need people who are from New Orleans to be in New Orleans or to return.
Right. A lot of musicians scattered. A lot of chefs scattered.
Yes.
But they are coming back.
I think so. And you've got people like Harry Connick Jr. and Wynton Marsalis who are building communities for these musicians to come back. So I hope they do. And there's still a lot of active musicians who are there.
And, for instance, NCIS New Orleans can only help bring a national spotlight on the city and the culture.
Yes. Those types of shows, Treme, all of those shows that highlight New Orleans, very important to New Orleans. What's interesting is when you have a local watch those shows, we kind of cringe. We're like, more local talent, hire more local talent, work on those accents. If they hire more local talent and or hire more people to help with the show, then that will help the show become more authentic.
Well, let's talk about your book. It's your first children's book?
Yes, it is.
And it's called The King Cake Baby.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
It's about a little plastic baby that we put inside of King Cake to start our Mardi Gras season. He runs away from the New Orleans kitchen and meets neighbors in his French Quarter, the French Quarter neighborhood. And everyone wants to get him because King Cake Baby belongs inside of a King Cake.
I noticed there were all kinds of references to New Orleans in the book.
Yes.
Familiar places that folks who have been to New Orleans would smile about.
Locals as well as visitors.
Are you going to go down for any signings?
Yes, I will be there the first 10 days of February. And, of course, Mardi Gras kicks off January 6th. That's the carnival season. That's when it starts. The first parade, however, is not until February 6th. So I wanted to be there for the start of Mardi Gras. But after the first couple of weeks, things just get crazy and no one's going to want to go to a book signing. So I thought I'd help with the kickoff.
I love the history of the King Cake Baby that was in the back of the book, along with the recipe that you have for a King Cake. So someone here could make a King Cake.
Yes, and I purchased them from bakeries, and I'm just so happy that I see them around town here in Cincinnati. But I do make my own as well. And that particular recipe was actually used when I ran a service project. We made 50 King Cakes at our school for Wounded Warriors. And we had a cafeteria filled with kids with a handful of parent volunteers. So it's an easy cake to make.
And I bet they love finding that little baby in there.
Oh, yes, definitely. The other volunteer made sure we had babies to send along with those cakes to launch to a regional medical center in Germany. And the guys really loved it. The guys and gals, the warriors, really loved it.
Talk about the illustrator, Vernon Smith.
Vernon Smith. I have not met Vernon, but he is a graphic artist, and he lives in New Orleans. So the illustrations are so vibrant. And a librarian actually who lives in New Orleans told me kids are going to love this book and older kids are going to really enjoy that it's not too babyish and the illustrations are so vibrant. It'll keep them involved in the text and involved in the story.
Was it his idea for the form of the baby?
Yes, it's his illustrations. My words, his pictures.
Oh, it was just fabulous. I mean, I smiled all the way through the book. It's just a wonderful, and it's good for adults, too.
Yes, I think the history and the authenticity that I tried to bring to the text, that's why actually on my website I put up a guide to the language, the lingo, the French that's used, and the pronunciations, the way we pronounce our words. For example, oftentimes you hear people say praline. In New Orleans, we say praline.
And how'd you end up in Cincinnati?
Actually, we moved here from Los Angeles after 2 years living there. Prior to that, we were 8 years in Egypt, in Cairo, Egypt. When my husband was offered a position over at Children's Hospital, we decided to make the move.
And you still get back to Louisiana?
Oh, yes, as often as I can. As often as my sister-in-law and brother will have me.
And would you mind reading a few pages of your book?
Sure. The King Cake Baby. Once upon a time, an old Creole woman and an old Creole man lived in New Orleans. They wanted to celebrate King's Day on January 6th, so the woman decided to make a king cake. First, she mixed the sugar, salt, butter, eggs, yeast, milk, and flour to make the dough. Then she made a cinnamon sugar filling and a cream cheese icing. The old woman carefully formed the dough into an oval shape and placed the cake into the oven to bake. Lastly, she made purple, green, and gold sugar sprinkles for the topping. The old woman went into the kitchen drawer to get the baby, the king cake baby that belonged inside the cake. But when she opened the drawer, the baby jumped out and ran away.
That's it. Isn't that fun? How long did it take you to write that?
Actually, the night I was making a king cake, I couldn't find a baby, so I panicked. And I thought to myself, what a great idea for a children's story. So that night, I started to write. It was 6 months later that Pelican acquired the book. I was quite surprised, pleasantly surprised, pleased. I had no idea it would take as long to actually put the book into print. But then after I learned about the process, I thought, wow, I'm really lucky. This doesn't happen to authors. I found a local group of writers, and they all told me, this is not normal. They loved the book, but when it was acquired, they kind of gave me the real stories of how books go to print.
Working on anything new?
Yes, I have always have ideas. The next two stories that are near completion are also fractured fairy tales set in New Orleans.
And this story you mentioned was kind of based on the gingerbread man story.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have our own gingerbread man. There are many, many, many fractured fairy tales using the gingerbread man story. And when I started to write this story, I wrote it and then started to research gingerbread man stories. Of course, as an educator, I knew there were many, many versions out there, but no one had written one about New Orleans. We have Southern gingerbread man stories, but not one specific to New Orleans or to Mardi Gras.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here.
And congratulations. Great book.
Thank you, Lee.
We've been talking with Keela Dawson, who's written a book called The King Cake Baby, which has been released by Pelican Publishing. For a link to her website, go to wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Toast it is.